What if your husband, presumed dead for years, suddenly returned, just as you're about to marry someone else? This impossible scenario forms the emotional core of One True Loves, where Emma Blair faces the ultimate dilemma between her resurrected first husband, Jesse, and her fiancé, Sam. Beyond its romantic premise lies a profound exploration of how identity evolves through love and loss. Sometimes life's most devastating moments lead us precisely where we need to be, forcing us to question everything we thought we knew about love. Can a heart truly belong to two people? And if forced to choose, how do you decide between the person you were and the person you've become? Emma and Jesse were high school sweethearts from small-town Acton, Massachusetts, who shared dreams of escaping for adventure. Their relationship transformed from friendship to passionate love during junior year, bonding over conversations about seeing the world beyond their hometown. After college, they created a vibrant life in Los Angeles. Jesse's photography career took him worldwide, while Emma worked as a travel writer. Their apartments showcased Jesse's photographs and souvenirs from their global journeys, physical testaments to their shared wanderlust. Their barefoot beach wedding perfectly captured their unconventional bond. Emma describes their relationship as incandescent, a love that illuminated every aspect of her life. Then came the devastating news that destroyed everything. While photographing migrating whales off Alaska, Jesse's helicopter crashed over the North Pacific. After weeks of searching that yielded only fragments, a twisted propeller, and Jesse's waterlogged backpack, officials declared him presumed dead, words that completely hollowed Emma's world. Grief requires patience and persistent effort to navigate. Back in Massachusetts, Emma begins healing within her childhood home, finding comfort in her parents' care, carefully selected books, and familiar surroundings. Emma realizes grief is chronic, with periods of remission and relapse rather than a definitive cure. When her parents fall ill, she offers to manage the family bookstore, saying, "I'm not sure if I'm ready, but I'd like to try," actively choosing to rejoin life rather than merely surviving it. 3 years after Jesse's disappearance, Emma reconnects with Sam Kemper, a former classmate who sees her completely, acknowledging her grief without letting it define her. Their relationship develops naturally from coffee to long conversations by the river. 4 months later, Emma tells Sam she loves him, though moving forward feels like betraying Jesse. Sam responds, "I don't expect you to stop loving him just because you love me." After a year together, Sam proposes following a symphony performance. Though initially hesitant, Emma realizes she deserves happiness. "It's me. I'm alive." These 5 words from Jesse, spoken through a phone call during her father's birthday dinner, split Emma's life into a clear before and after. The impossible has happened. Jesse has survived. The revelation that Jesse has been stranded on a remote Pacific island for years shatters the life Emma has carefully rebuilt. Her fiancé Sam sits stunned beside her as she processes the news that her husband, her first love, has returned from the dead. Jesse survived by fishing and collecting rainwater until a passing boat spotted his signal fire. Through all his hardship, thoughts of Emma kept him alive. When they finally meet, Jesse looks both familiar and strange, thinner, weathered, his eyes holding unimaginable experiences. His embrace triggers the muscle memory of their love, complicated by her guilt toward Sam. "I never stopped loving you," Jesse tells her, his voice breaking. Emma finds herself torn between two loves, her history with Jesse and her future with Sam. One represents her past self, the other who she's become after grief transformed her. "I need time," she tells them both, a request both reasonable and impossible. Emma's dilemma deepens as she spends time with both men. With Jesse, she reconnects to their shared history, the inside jokes, familiar touch, and formative memories. With Sam, she finds comfort in who she's become, more grounded and self-assured. Sam sets clear boundaries, refusing to audition for the part of her husband. Jesse struggles to comprehend how much has changed during his absence. The tension culminates when Emma suggests she and Jesse visit their old main cabin for a proper goodbye. The journey becomes a bittersweet pilgrimage through their past. The most romantic part is when you know it has to end, Emma reflects, fully present with a man who now belongs to her past. Leaving the cabin, Emma notices their footprints in the snow, starting together and veering apart. During the drive back, she realizes Sam is her future. Their final goodbye is painful but necessary. "I love you," Emma tells Jesse. "I've always loved you. I'll always love you." "I feel the same way," he responds. "Go grab the life you made for yourself." As Sam drives Emma home through snow-plowed streets, a profound calm washes over her. The external world finally mirrors her internal clarity. In their apartment, Sam's cold lips warm with her touch as he tells her he wants only her, and she promises him, "Forever, me and you." Emma realizes nothing is more romantic than holding someone you thought you'd lost, knowing they're now yours to keep. The experience transforms her understanding of love. True love isn't your only love. It means loving truly, purely, wholly. Maybe brave hearts get multiple true loves, she reflects. It's messy and painful to love after heartbreak, but worth it for the meaningful connections you gain. 8 months after their wedding, Jesse calls to share he's met someone named Britt. He finally understands what Emma meant. Falling in love again doesn't erase their past. "I am who I am because I loved you once," he tells her, and Emma agrees. This conversation affirms her new philosophy. True love doesn't need to last forever to be real. What she and Jesse shared was genuine. Now it's over, and that's okay. Through Emma's impossible choice, we discover that perhaps there isn't just one true love, but rather true moments of love throughout our lives. Some last forever, some for seasons, but all shape who we become. The physical settings mirror Emma's emotional landscape. Acton represents roots and tradition she once fled, but returns to for healing. Los Angeles embodies adventure and her carefree life with Jesse. Cambridge becomes the middle ground, where she and Sam balance stability and growth. By the story's end, Emma has made peace with all these places, both the physical locations and the emotional territories they represent. She no longer needs to run from Acton or cling to Los Angeles. Love leaves its imprint, becoming part of our personal geography, landmarks we carry even as we travel new terrain. We never truly lose our past loves. They become part of the map guiding us forward. Loving again doesn't diminish what came before. It builds upon it, creating a heart with greater capacity for understanding and connection.